So, to last night. Sorry, Cardinal fans. The Boston Red Sox took game one of the World Series, beating the St. Louis Cardinals here at Fenway Park 8-1. There was some incredible Cardinal play, that catch by the outfielder Carlos Beltran. He injured ribs while robbing the Red Sox of a grand slam. But the Cards did not get the call they wanted at second base. Now, they did initially, the umpire declaring that the Cards second baseman tagged the Red Sox runner, but then he bobbled the ball, and after an historic umpire huddle, the call was reversed. On TV, we watched a steaming Cardinal manager Mike Matheny get in the face of home plate umpire John Hirschbeck. Here's Hirschbeck.
There's five of us out here, okay? And all five of us say we are 100% sure that that was not a catch.
Well,
our job is to get it right.
NPR's Mike Pesca was in the park as well. He joins us in the studio. First of all, Mike, what was that moment like in the park?
They didn't show the replay on the big screen, but there are TVs all throughout. And wouldn't you know it, many of these Boston fans are quite partisan, and they just saw this was a blown call. You know, you ask yourself, the umpire was right there, Dana DeMuth. And by the way, we heard Hirschbeck say, there are five of us who agree. You know, there are six on the umpiring crew. The sixth is Dana DeMuth, the guy who made the bad call. And he's standing right on top of the play. How could you miss a play like that? It's because, and I've umpired, not at the major league level, but what an umpire is supposed to do in a play like that is watch the footwork, because you have to see if he's on the bag, if the shortstop or second baseman is on the bag or off the bag. And you listen to the pop of the glove. So when he heard the pop, the ball go into the glove, only it didn't stay in the glove, he assumed a catch was made, he called an out, and then it was reversed. John Farrell, the Red Sox manager, goes out there, how could you make that call? Umpires say, you know what, you're right, we'll let him on the base. I don't think anyone in the park has ever seen as successful an argument from a manager. I asked John Farrell that, and he said, yeah, doesn't happen that often.
Well, but it was also a reminder that next year there are going to be replays in Major League Baseball. And I was thinking it was so much fun. Not as much fun in the end for Cardinal fans, but there was the yelling and the hair tearing. And now if they just go and watch the replay, it's somehow not as exciting.
Yeah, that's the bocce ball argument for baseball. Like, it's not getting things right. It's getting things close. And you know what? I really do think it's getting things right. I mean, who today would be saying, oh, if St. Louis had gotten out of that inning and won, and it was a huge inning-changing, game-changing play, who would say, hey, but we had a good argument? No, it's better to have a fair result.
Well, just briefly, I did feel game-changing. Like, that took a lot of wind out of the Cardinals' sails, but I think it's impossible they're not going to come back strong.
They did seem tight. You know, the Red Sox have won nine straight, but the Cardinals are really good.
Yeah, so
don't count them out.
Don't count them out, even with that 8-1. I'm not. Nobody here is counting the Cardinals out. Mike Pesca, NPR's sports correspondent. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the game.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Charles River Apparel. Over a quarter century of creating apparel for corporations and athletic teams based in New England and family-owned. Learn more at charlesriverapparel.com. And Lumosity.com, dedicated to improving memory and attention with neuroscience-based games for the brain at Lumosity.com.